alongside Jason Becker, your CIBC Wagundy post-game show brought to you by Jim Dunlop and Greg Stewart at CIBC Wagundy in Penticton. Our coach's comments here after a V's 4-2 win on the road against Vernon, their fourth straight win, and now 10-1 as the road team. Another great start, Jason, for your team on the road again. Going back to last week, we saw that in Merritt and in West Kelowna. Now in the first period here tonight, you score 112 into the first period. That must have been a big boost for your hockey club to have that tone setter on the road.
Yeah, exactly. We knew what to expect in coming to Vernon here with the rivalry that's here. And, you know, we wanted to continue that trend of getting off to our quick starts. And, you know, for us here, it was good, once again, shooting with a purpose and getting something through to the net and, you know, catching their goalie maybe off guard for a second there, and, you know, it benefited us. And I liked our start again where we came out flying and came out hard. And, you know, I thought we controlled the majority of that period.
Get another goal late and a big boost as the power play scores back-to-back goals now going back to Wednesday. Not the most conventional way it went in, but a nice play by Taylor Ward again. And the power play, as Scott Austin alluded to as well, if you're not scoring, you like to see progress anyways. It seems like the power play is making progress. We're seeing some confident plays out there. It went 1-for-5 tonight, kind of around the threshold teams want to be, that kind of 25% mark.
Yeah, no, exactly. You know, they're not always going to be the tic-tac-toe power play goals, though. And, you know, with Ward where he was in the right spot, created a shot opportunity, got the shot through, and I think you allude to it later, the three things that I say happen off of a shot there. And we got a score that can bury his chances when he makes the most of his chances there. So good for Taylor. And then even in the power play in the third period, I think we didn't score a goal, but we controlled it. And we had, I think, four or five real quality shots. And if we could have got one to squeak in, it might have been, you know, a little quicker end to the game for us. But you got to like the momentum that we built from that power play in the third period.
Scott Austin is alluding to that power play as well in the third. You look at to the score line, it was 3-0, quickly 3-2. But go back to when it was 2-0. Matt Robson, not a start tonight, but very good when he had to be, because he made some key stops. That shorthanded 2-on-0 breakaway, if that goes in, this could have been a different game the way the second period played out.
Yeah, you look at turning points of the game, and, you know, especially the goal doesn't happen, there is a big save, and it's a turnaround for us. You know, we get away with one on the power play there where we may have been a little bit asleep on our positioning, but, you know, Maddie's been there to bail us out sometimes, and he came up big where with that save there. And, you know, it may not look like much at the end of the game here, but at that time of the game, that was a very important save for us, and it kept us with the momentum going forward.
Nice response by your team in the third period. You know, Vernon had the momentum with that 2 goals in 10 seconds. Seemed like a team that found its groove right away. Had a chance in the opening shift of the third with Nash in front almost getting one by on a nice pass by Camps. It was nice to see how quickly the team reset it after, you know, a tough ending to the second period to bounce back like that moments into the third period.
Yeah, and I think we saw that out of our group in West Kelowna game where, you know, we gave up the 2 late goals in the West Kelowna game there, and same thing, similar thing happened here tonight, and you got to like our response from our group. I thought it was a very character-like third period for us where we had to dig deep and in a way put on our big boy pants. You know, they were playing physical and we were kind of, you know, a little bit shy of getting involved in the battle there, though. You know, we still held the lead. We were giving up, I think, losing too many of those small battles on the boards and giving them opportunities, letting them create the momentum. And after resetting in the intermission there, you know, Fred challenged the boys once again, and the reminder of this isn't hard hockey yet, but this is where we learn our lesson how we play hard hockey. And I think that the guys responded well, especially with that first shift and getting that quality scoring chance, and that just kind of set the tone for the rest of the guys, and the period went as planned for us.
Lastly, on a point here, is the discipline a key tonight? You know, Vernon takes 5 minor penalties. There are some emotions in this game, especially after the first period, and the physicality. You must have been happy how your team didn't let the game get away with them, because Vernon does live on that emotional, physical hockey, and you didn't let that get under your skin, it seemed like, tonight.
Yeah, there was something that we addressed earlier today. You know, it's going to be an emotional game, and emotions will fly high, and there's going to be, you know, extra gloves to the face, extra little cross checks here and there, and you're going to have to play with that high emotion, but it's also controlled emotion, and you're going to have to, you know, just suck it up and take that extra shot, and, you know, in the long run, it's going to pay off. And, you know, we were 1-for-5, but still, you know, we talk about momentum, you talk about Vernon having to play their penalty killers a little more often than they would like to, and it eventually wears a team down, and that's where, you know, depth comes into play, and, you know, you got to like that controlled emotion that we played with tonight, and something that the guys are going to have to learn, and, you know, it's just going to be a valuable lesson for us, and put that in our bag and take it with us wherever we go from now on.